are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by Lee Real Estate, Rounds Financial, and May Adam. And joining me this morning, we have Pierce City Administrator Christy Honeywell. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. It's been a little while. Good to have you here.
Thanks.
And boy, it looks like we've got a really nice day in store.
It is, and I heard it's going to snow again next week, but yeah, this weekend I think is going to be pretty good. So
the weekend's going to be nice. Tuesday, Wednesday, things are going to get a little fun again. And that's the way Mother
Nature's
been.
It always does in February, doesn't it?
It does. It's so up and down, but there's always a lot going on around the city. We want to kind of catch up on the airport. Tell us how things are going.
Sure. So I think we've talked about this in the past, too. So if... So our airport, we have an essential air service contract through the Department of Transportation. So the way it works, because we're very remote out here, our airline is subsidized through the federal government. And every 2 years, they put out a proposal to receive contract to a proposal, you know, trying to get proposals from airlines that are interested in providing services to the city of Pierre. And so we're in that cycle again. I can't remember what the last date was that it was due, but they got one proposal from Denver Air Connection, which is who we have today.
Right.
And they gave us three different options, and the way it kind of works is that the city can provide recommendations to the federal DOT on what we would like to see, and we did do that. And initially, what they offered to the city was three different options, basically 12 round trips to Denver, which is what we have currently, and then they also had 6 round trips to Denver and 6 round trips to Minneapolis, and then the other one was 6 to Denver and 6 to Chicago. And then they have a certain dollar amount for both of those. So the city, we really considered all of those proposals. Mm-hmm. We did know that people in the community are interested in flying to Minneapolis again. But there's some things that people need to be aware of if we do go to Minneapolis, and including some difficulties in your travel that you would have to, if you go to Minneapolis, you would have to get off the plane and recheck your bag and things like that.
Right.
So we kind of did a compromise. And what we did is that we asked the federal DOT to consider Denver Air Connect, and we asked them to consider 8 round trips to Denver and 4 round trips to Minneapolis.
Okay.
So that's where we are right now. We gave the proposal, and we're just kind of in a holding pattern right now, waiting for them to decide
right
which way they're going to go.
And it's hard to believe it's been 2 years already. It's just kind of flown by to begin with.
It really does.
And it's also important for folks to remember that this is your recommendation. That's what you're saying, this is what we would like, but that's not necessarily what may happen.
That's exactly true. And they look at price. So the subsidy itself for the 2 years for either the 12 trips to Denver or the split between mm-hmm. Denver and Minneapolis is the same. But it's $11.9 million, which is, you know, quite a bit. And it is a little bit higher than it was last time, which isn't surprising based
right
on what we've seen in the last 2 years.
Exactly. So we'll just have to wait and see. And do we have a date as to when they will make their decision?
We're hoping they'll make their decision by mid-March. But again, we're in a holding pattern. We'll just see how it all comes out.
Have to wait and see what they say.
Right.
All right. And street projects, we're getting to that time of year. It won't be long.
It won't be long. We've put out... We've advertised for bids for some of our street work. We just recently put out for about 25 blocks of curb and gutter work. And so people can see that when we start to do those curb and gutter mm-hmm. projects in your neighborhood, that means that a street project's coming in the future. So we're looking forward to getting spring again. It seems like, again, we go between snow removal in the winter and then starting to repair some streets in the summer.
That's right. So, looking forward to some of that work being done and just keeping things nice and looking good and, nice for driving, too.
Exactly.
And one of the other things folks are really excited about is the dog park. And it's important to remember it is open, not 100% complete yet. There's still some things that need to be finished up.
That's true. We did. At the beginning of February, we opened the dog park. It's about 2 acres. It's down on East Sully. If people want to go down and take a look at it, take your dogs down. It is open. There's fenced in. There's 3 different areas. There's a common area, and then there's also an area for smaller dogs and an area for larger dogs. There'll be a lot of signage there to kind of tell people how we want, to take care of your dogs and make sure everything, the processes, move smoothly through there.
Right.
Of course, we ask people to please clean up after your dogs.
Absolutely.
So we're really excited about it. We've heard a lot of good things about it. In the future, we'll be putting probably some kind of water fountain in there and things like that. So,
get on down, take advantage of it. It's there for you to use now. And like you said, though, just, take care of things and, it's going to last a long time. It's a great spot for the dogs to just get out and run.
It is. And, I think it was a pretty good project because it's one of those, we do a lot of partnerships with different entities in the community. And this one, we actually partnered with the Central South Dakota Board of Realtors. And they raised quite a bit of money for that. And so, again, it's a really good project, and I hope people enjoy it.
Absolutely. I'm sure they will. I've heard, good things, and we were talking about that beforehand, that folks are out there really enjoying, and I'm sure the dogs are loving, especially the ones that don't have a yard of their own. That's what this is perfect for.
Right.
All right. Well, if, citizens have any questions and they want to, ask you about projects coming up and different things, they can always reach out to you at the city.
They certainly can. And just a reminder, too, I was going to talk a little bit about this, is that we have advertised for our seasonal positions.
Okay.
And so if people want to go out and take a look at our website, citypier.org, and look at those seasonal positions, we hire quite a few people, almost, 50 or 60 people during the summer to help us depart, citywide. Most of the time people will think of our seasonal positions in recreation, which is very important. Mm-hmm. But we have to, we have mowing positions and maintenance positions, in the golf course, the park system. And then we also have some seasonal positions to try to have, we need some help to when we do our maintenance projects and our street crews and things like that. So if anybody's interested in that, we really, really appreciate people taking a look at it.
Yeah, lots of opportunities available there and some positions to fill. So get in, take a look, and get your application in.
Exactly. Thank you.
All right. Well, enjoy the weekend, Christy. Always good to have you here.
Thank you so much.
We'll look
you
forward
too.
To seeing you again soon. There's City Administrator Christy Honeywell joining us this morning on the Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood. It was brought to you by Lee Real Estate, Rounds Financial, and May Adam.